Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The Pinkertones from Barcelona join us today. The band, which is the duo of Mr. Furia and Professor Manzo, owe much to the DJ electronica culture and are best known for their 2006 album, The Million Color Revolution. They're about to release on June 15th, next week, the tribute disc Amigos and Friends, which is the first of four discs that are celebrating their 10th anniversary. I started our session off by asking Mr. Furia if, as a band known for their club work, there had always been a live component to what the Pinkertones do.
Absolutely. From the moment we started to work, we very quickly found out that Professor Manzo was like the microchip of the band and I was the tube. So it's like there's a very digital element to it, but there's also a very analog instrumentation feel to it. I mean, we have loads of vintage stuff in our studio and amps and drum kits and we have actually built a very nice wooden room to record, which we have designed with a couple of friends who are engineers. And yes, I mean, we are, you know, we are collector freaks and, you know, we like to experiment with things, not only with the computer.
Actually, we always say that our process is more like that we sample ourselves. Hmm. So some of Furia or I play some instrument and then the other one goes on the laptop and cuts it down in pieces and rebuild another line. No? So that's a bit the way we work.
Pinkertones are our guests today, and what do you guys want to start off with?
Well, I think first we're going to go... How do you think if we do this like chronologically?
Oh, cool.
Yeah? So first, we're going to play a song from the first album that was released in the States, The Million Color Revolution. And so this one is Welcome to the Million Color Revolution.
Welcome to the Million Color Revolution.
Pinkertones are playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that is one from the Million Color Revolution. As we've talked with the band, the album that really kind of broke through in a big way here in the U.S. for this wonderful band from Barcelona, and that is Welcome to the Million Color Revolution. One of the cool things about that album and ever since is the visuals that you guys developed to go with it. Were you both film students, or whose expertise is that?
Actually, I was a film student, and then I worked as a photographer for many years. But Furia was also into films, like more in the script thing around documentaries and stuff. It's actually how we met.
Is it as much fun to put together the videos as it is to put together the music? I mean, I think you guys would be into both ends of that.
Well, we actually we are very lucky to know many people. I mean, we are already like very busy with the music. We get very involved with the visuals, but in an initial start. So we look for the talent, for the people, for the right people, for the right song to do a video clip to. So we will give them like first guidance, write the first treatment. And then when we sit together and we get like a replica to this treatment, then, we'll give them the artistic freedom that we expect when we do things for other people, no? So, and once we all know what everybody wants to be in the video, we let them go ahead, and it's worked fine for us in the past, and at the moment we're still doing the same.
If you go to the Pinkertones website, you get a choice of languages. You can go to the Spanish portion, the English portion, or the Catalan portion, which is the language spoken around Barcelona, where you guys are from. Is there a distinct Catalan personality, and if so, how would you describe it?
Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, for instance, Salvador Dalí is, for instance, a good example of the Catalan state of mind. It's we're very quiet people, very... I mean, for instance, Barcelona has since Greek times has been a melting pot, a harbor of arrival of where people came and went and exchanged ideas. So it's been a melting pot for thousands of years. And what has come out of it is this, you know, this surreal Mediterranean, like a slightly Dadaist way of behaving and being, and a very, you know, in a sense of humor that connects very well, for instance, with English humor, no? Mm-hmm. or Anglo humor in general, no? Which is quite acid, no? And the rest of Spain is the sense of humor is not so acid, for instance.
Actually, probably this is the clues of the Pinkertones, no, is the to be able to have a bit of fun of ourselves to start with, no. It's not very often that, you know, in the musical industry.
No, definitely. And that's one of the things that's really attractive about the band. Well, it's interesting. So the Catalan personality, less romantic than what we view as the personality of the rest of Spain?
Well, we've been always like very liberated country, Catalonia. And, you know, we had the English claim they had the first parliament, which is not true. The Catalan parliament was founded in 1106. So that's you know, 140 years before the House of Parliament was built. And we were actually the first democratic country in the world. So before Spain absorbed us.
So is there a movement towards making it independent? Is that still a part of what goes on?
It's always been. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a very, very long and quite boring discussion to get into. But obviously, I mean, in the positive way, I think the fact that we have grown up trilingual, like me being Catalan, Spanish, and part German, and Professor Manso being Catalan, Spanish, and part French, has given the group a big, cosmopolitan feel, but not as a forced thing, as it just has happened as a natural thing, no, to, you know, pick up different languages to work with and actually have the possibility to do so. No, I mean, the tools were there. That's how we are.
Definitely. Well, you talked about Pinkertones are our guest today. You talked about moving through the album, so I guess something from Wild Animals might be next.
Yeah, sure. We're going to play a mashup live with two tracks from the same album, which are Happy Everywhere and Ville de Elegance.
We'll be right back.
Pinkertones playing live for us today with a couple of tracks from Wild Animals, the album that came out right before their new one called Modular. You talk about Modular being an autobiographical album, and I'm curious, when did you two guys actually meet each other?
Well, we met in university, and then that we were separated for many years and separate projects, and then we met again after some time. I had a project in mind, and it's sort of a very soundtracky, sitar-esque, psychedelic, moogie track, and we enjoyed that doing that so much, and it was so cool and so easy and so fast. That after a few days, I called Professor Manso again and said, "Listen, you know what? We just need to go on doing music together. This is such a good team. We just, you know, need to continue." And I think he quite agreed. So, and that was
I did.
Yes, I do.
I still do.
Well, speaking of soundtracks, I heard you guys were big Henry Mancini fans. Can we extrapolate that that's where the Pink Panther is, where the Pinkertones comes from?
Yes. I mean, partly his. The team Mancini and Blake Edwards, I think, was one of the best teams ever between a director and composer. I mean, such a fine irony. There's lots of the dialogue just don't need to be there, because there's also the music is so narrative, and it's like the most useful music for a comedy, you know, that Mancini could deliver. And that's one part, and also the Pinkerton agency and the singing detective. So we mix all that together, and well, we just kind of musicalized the name Pinkerton and put the final E and made the Pinkertones, and so. And a bit later, you know, the characters arise, Mr. Furia and Professor Manso.
Electronic music with characters. I'm wondering if you and the Gorillaz kind of came up at the same time. It's interesting.
No, we were before.
I thought you were.
Like the Catalan Parliament.
Tell me about the song Sampleame. What is that one about?
Yeah, Sampleame. The song talks about copyright and the way we approach it, no? It's just some lyrics that want to make people think, no? It's not that we have solutions for everything or for the crisis in the industry, but we wanted just to, you know, to give our point of view and
break the taboo a bit, no?
Yeah,
it's exactly. Like it's been a huge taboo around this whole discussion, and we just wanted to put it on the table on a very friendly way, you know, because in the end sampling is the art of the 21st century, you know.
Absolutely. Can you do that one live?
Of course.
Absolutely.
So here goes Sampleame.
Al reciclaje, recupero lo viejo, me pongo un traje nuevo y aquí os lo dejo amplificado para que lo escuchen futuras generaciones. Un día ellos también reciclen mis canciones. Mi pequeña aportación en la cadena de la creación es la de un enano subido a los hombros de Sansón. Nada es lo que parecía, no sé por qué debería rendir cortesía a una vieja compañía. ¡Sampléame! En la pista arrasarás. Yo te presto a ti como me prestan los demás. Sampléame, te lo digo una vez más. Al derecho de copla le queda medio compás. Sampléame, hoy lo canto alto y claro. Y si alguien se ha molestado, que nos quiten lo bailado. Corta, pega y color. Del olvido al volverlo a samplear, escúchala con atención. Esta es la canción del día, nueva combinación de ritmos y melodías. un perdón, con un bombo en la cadera, un charles por bastón, una nueva identidad y cirugía sin secuelas, Frankenstein sin edad, que nos hará gastar las suelas. Campéame, y en la pista arrasarás, yo te presto a ti como me prestan los demás. Campéame, te lo digo una vez más, al derecho de copia, le queda medio compás. Campéame, hoy lo canto alto y claro, y si alguien se ha molestado, que nos quiten lo bailado. Solo un juego, el sueño de la razón. Corto, pego y coloreo, mi instrumento es el ratón. También es un homenaje intergeneracional. Viajes en la tercera fase de un turista digital. Sampléame, que en la pista arrasarás. Yo te presto a ti como me prestan los demás. Sampléame, te lo digo una vez más. Al derecho de copia me queda medio compás. Sampléame. Hoy lo canto alto y claro, y si alguien se ha molestado, que nos quiten lo bailado.
Sample Me, finishing up our session today. Our thanks to the Pinkertones, Mr. Furia and Professor Manzo, for joining us today. That song from their 2010 album Modular. The Pinkertones, right here on the World Cafe. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.